So I'm kind of curious. We'll get back to this case in a second, but at this point, do you consider MSI testing of some sort standard with metastatic gastric?
Absolutely. And so actually, this is a paper that is soon to be published based on our initial experience with close to 350 patients in metastatic setting that we sequenced prospectively at MSKCC. And MSI gastric cancer can be detected on next-generation sequencing and should certainly be done in standard prospective way, particularly these patients, and we have this data that suggests these patients tend to be platinum resistant. They progress rapidly on platinum-based therapies. And now with the FDA approval of pembrolizumab in chemotherapy refractory setting in MSI solid tumors, the MSI testing in gastric cancer should be routine.
And in your series, what fraction of these patients were MSI high?
MSI tumors in metastatic series is rare. It's approximately 5%. And this is actually similar to the data that was presented from the KEYNOTE-059 study, which was recently presented at ASCO in metastatic setting. Again, only approximately 5% of tumors are MSI high in metastatic disease. This proportion is higher in early stage tumors. But again, these patients are important to find because you are changing their lives potentially with these therapies, the immunotherapies.
Yeah, actually, I just heard at ASCO, I didn't realize that because I always thought MSI was, fairly high in gastric. I think it was Charlie Fuchs was at a symposium we were doing it. He was saying what you just said, that it's kind of like colon. You see it more in early disease.
The gastric TCGA cancer genome atlas in early stage non-metastatic tumors showed that 22% of gastric tumors are MSI. So this was stomach TCGA, stomach cancer TCGA. When we recently published in Nature this year, 2017, the esophagus and the stomach TCGA together, so these are adenocarcinoma of the esophagus and G junction. Even in early stage tumors, that MSI number went down to approximately 12%. So in U.S., the esophageal and G junction tumors are more common than the distal stomach tumors. And yes, MSI tumors tend to have a more indolent biology, and it's probably due to the host's immune response and ability to suppress metastasis. Once resected, they tend to not metastasize. However, if you're an MSI patient and you develop metastatic disease, the chemotherapy response tends to be shorter.
Any thoughts about the EBV connection? When you were talking about him, I was kind of flashing on the data your colleague Craig Moskowitz presented in Hodgkin lymphoma, checkpoint inhibitors so effective and EBV sort of people don't know exactly what it means. Do you have any hypotheses about why EBV tumors might be more sensitive to checkpoint inhibitors?
Well, majority of these tumors are PD-L1 positive, and they're clearly immunogenic. I don't necessarily think PD-L1 is the best biomarker, immunohistochemistry by PD-L1, but it is a sign of the tumor being more visible to the immune system. And these viral tumors in general, with anal squamous cell carcinoma, although the responses are not as high, but there are a 25% response rate. So again, it has to do with your sort of the host factors and ability of the immune system recognize what it has already seen before.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's different, but I always thought it was kind of weird, in head and neck cancer. From what I understand, the HPV positive patients seem to respond as well as the smoker drinker
Right.
patients.
Right.
Completely different mechanisms.
Completely. So that's a different, that kind of puts a hole in that hypothesis. And a lot of it, we don't know. I mean, this particular patient got a combination of therapy of nivolumab and ipilimumab. And one could hypothesize that perhaps monotherapy would have been enough, but we really don't know because the combination of anti-PD-1 and anti-CTLA-4 tends to have higher responses.
Yeah, I was thinking that as you were presenting his case, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if he would, kind of like the high PD-1 in melanoma, they
Right.
maybe you don't really need
Sufficient.
both.